St. Agnes of Prague, the Hungarian saint of the Czechs. St. Agnes of Prague was born in Prague, 1205. Her father was Ottokar I, Czech king, and her mother was Constantia, Hungarian princess. Thus, Agnes is an aunt to numerous Hungarian saints, St. Elizabeth, St. Kinga, and Beatific Jolán, and St. Margaret. King Ottokar planned to use his own daughter as a pawn in political maneuvers. First, he promised her marriage to the Prince of Silesia. This is the reason Agnes ended up in Silesia, where she was sent to the cloister of Trebnitz. The sophistication and education provided by the nuns in the cloister gave her many lifelong memories. Alas, Agnes's groom died during a hunting expedition. She was then brought back to her father. Soon after this, he promised her to be married to King Henry VII, who was the heir to the throne of King Frederick II. After a short while, King Ottokar revoked his promise and offered her to King Frederick II himself. It didn't seem to be a problem for King Ottokar that she devoted her life to God to become a nun. Just before the wedding occurred, King Ottokar unexpectedly died. With the Pope's intervention, Agnes was able to convince King Frederick II to win her freedom back. Once this event successfully unfolded, she immediately shed her royal robes and moved to a slum on the edges of Prague. One day, Franciscan friars arrived to Prague. Agnes convinced her brother, King Wenceslaus, to have them settled in Prague. A Franciscan monastery was built next to Agnes's small house. The friars recommended that Agnes connect with St. Clare of Assisi, with whom, over time, she developed a strong friendship through correspondence. Clare called Agnes half of her soul. Clare would soon send some of her nuns to Prague in order to establish a cloister. In 1243, Agnes took on the leadership of the cloister. In a short period of time, she built hospitals, shelters, and institutions to care for the orphaned and leprous. The elder daughter of King Ottokar II and other ladies from respected families soon joined the ranks of nuns in the convent. Over time, a small town grew out of these communities which helped those in need until 1782. Emperor Joseph II eliminated these religious communities, saying that there was no need for them anymore. In her senior years, Agnes helped make peace between King Wenceslaus and the rebellious Prince Ottokar. St. Agnes died at the age of 77. Pope John Paul II beatified her in 1989. How wonderful it is when out of one person's devotion and enthusiasm, an entire city is born that becomes a center of care and belief for centuries. These shining rays of love and devotion made Europe a center of religion and culture. The continent can and will remain as such as long as we accept and maintain these rays of love, and as long as we accept them in our hearts and attest to it in the way we conduct our lives. The gospel needs to be spread out, not only verbally. We need to couple our Christian belief with assisting the needy. This is how God's words of love will win legitimacy. According to Pope Benedict XVI, the Christians of the first three centuries possessed three main properties that made the church powerful enough so that it could conquer the Roman Empire. One, they sincerely believed that they believed in, they were strongly convinced about the basic tenets of their beliefs. Two, they happily spread the gospel by word of mouth to relatives, friends, and acquaintances. Three, with how they lived their life, they demonstrated how much they loved each other, and many of them accepted martyrdom, pain, and suffering for Christ. They helped the poor and needy. They were neither too rich, nor were there too many of them. However, in the middle of the 3rd century in Rome alone, they fed approximately 1,500 people in need. Spreading the gospel can only have substance when you serve the poor as well. The life of St. Agnes of Prague should give us encouragement to give all we can to assist those who suffer, the poor, the sick, the elderly, and others in need, with love.